We spoke last time about the paragraph. About firewood being firewood and becoming ash. Now, in that paragraph, we returned to the present moment, time and again. Becoming aware of the now, of life, our life, and interesting enough, the now does not have any length of time. And it doesn't have any shortage of time. So you cannot really measure it. It is unmeasurable. The now is unmeasurable. And the same is true for here. Yeah, when we speak about being here and now, there's Naomi wanting to join. I'm just going to send her a link. Here and now, the here doesn't have any description. So you cannot say it's tiny place. It's only here. You cannot say it's only here. Let's see. Sending the link to you. And you cannot say it's everywhere. So there we are, returning always to the here and the now. Not a specific length and not a specific limitedness or extensiveness of this now, of this here. Here is not a tiny little place. And now is not a tiny little moment. Rather, it is timeless and placeless. So we don't want to make the opposite of infinite and eternal, but it is timeless. So although we have had a life as, Joey or Hakun or Eric, that past is not here now. Here now is past is cut off and future is not there yet. Because it is not, I'm not going to explain how that is, but our mind is not involved. And our body, in fact, isn't involved. In Buddhism, of course, when we speak about the past and the future, there are teachings like karma, karmic pasts, and realms. And we can actually only, they're not elsewhere. They can only be real in the present moment. And this moment, you cannot say past and present are totally. And future are totally absent. They are included in this here and now. So each moment there is this life which is not depending on the past and is not predicting any future. And in meditation, we know this moment, we know this place. You can maybe say this is the vibrant or absolute life of now, of each moment. And each moment dies, and each moment. There is a rebirth. So, and a moment dies. And each moment we can be totally, totally alive, but we cannot make it continue. So, life and death, as we are usually referring to, they're not real, don't exist. life does not become death, and death does not turn again into life. And so we speak about the not born. So this moment of life, there is a not born and a not dying. And it's best not to start to think about it and get entangled in what is it actually all what you're saying? But be very aware of this. This now, which is timeless, and this here, which is placeless, and return to that. Thoughts arise, and the thought is not separate, but the thought dies. So Dogen says there is nothing continuous that can come to an end. And in a way, that's a good thing. Nothing, there's nothing to gain and nothing to lose. So if we live a life free of birth and death. That might be absolute life. But mind you, don't take this too literal and too absolute, but see in your experience. What the here and the now in your meditation where you take refuge, what the quality is of that? And then later in another chapter, Dogen says something quite moving. He says, living and dying is the action of the Buddha's truth. It makes me cry. And living and dying is a tool in the Buddha's house. And we trainees are clarifying this living and dying. And a tool in the Buddha's house can be used carefully. And we become clear as to this. great saints leave life and death. To life and death. They leave life to death, to mind, and they leave life to death, to body. They leave life and death to life and death. So in this place of surrender, let's meditate.